News release: Colorado Department of Transportation. Most people killed in vehicles on Colorado roads are not buckled up. Summer is around the corner, a time of year when traffic fatalities historically increase in Colorado. With more cars on the road, the Colorado Department of Transportation, the Colorado State Patrol, CSP, and law enforcement agencies statewide are putting a heavy focus on seatbelts, with increased enforcement beginning May 16 through June 5. This is the longest seatbelt enforcement period of the year. The enforcement comes as fatalities on Colorado roads are the highest they've been in nearly two decades. Last year, 232 people killed in traffic crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. On average, there are over 150 traffic fatalities on Colorado roads during the summer months, more than any other time of year. We hear a lot of excuses when it comes to why people don't wear seatbelts, but I have one reason to buckle up that beats all of them, said Colonel Matthew C. Packard, chief of the Colorado State Patrol. Seatbelts have been proven to save lives. There are a lot of factors out of your control when driving, but this isn't one of them. Choose to buckle up every time. In 2021, 22 unbuckled people were killed in traffic crashes in Denver County, the most in the state. The next highest counties were Arapahoe County, 20 unbuckled deaths, and Weld County, 16 unbuckled deaths. In Larimer County, there were 11 unrestrained deaths. Denver's number was a 144% increase from the previous year, when 9 unbuckled people were killed. Those 22 fatalities in Denver represent nearly 60% of the 37 total passenger vehicle fatalities in the county in 2021. According to the recent State of Colorado statewide seatbelt survey, Colorado's seatbelt use rate is 86%, which is still significantly below the national average of 90%. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, seatbelts reduce the risk of injury or death in a crash by 50%. Without a seatbelt fastened, people can be ejected from a vehicle and killed. The Click It or Ticket campaign encourages people to buckle up to avoid a citation but, more importantly, get home safely to their loved ones. Last year was a deadly and tragic year on Colorado roads. As a state, we have to do better, said CDOT's Office of Transportation Safety Director Daryl Link. These enforcement periods are designed to keep drivers and passengers safe, but ultimately, it's up to you to protect yourself, and we really hope you do. This is the second Click It or Ticket enforcement period of 2022. Last year, 2,994 unrestrained drivers were issued citations across Colorado during the two Click It or Ticket enforcement periods. Fines for not buckling up in Colorado start at $65, and parents or caregivers caught with an improperly restrained child can receive a minimum fine of $82. CDOT's seatbelt campaign, Common Bond, highlights that while Coloradans hold passionate opinions and may not agree on everything, we can all get behind seatbelts and the importance of buckling up. The campaign will be featured on billboards, posters, bus tails, social media, and radio PSAs in May and June. To view campaign materials, visit https://www.dropbox.com/sh/c1bu6ktdw79jkoa. AADCW32HHRH10HN V26MCSWKGA. DL equals 0. Vehicle crashes are a leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 13, and according to NHTSA, 46% of car seats are being used incorrectly. Parents and caregivers can learn more about Colorado child passenger safety laws, recommendations, and recalls at carseatscolorado.com. Colorado seatbelt laws. Adults. Colorado has a secondary enforcement law for adult drivers and front seat passengers. Drivers can be ticketed for violating the seatbelt law if they are stopped for another traffic violation. Teens. Colorado's graduated driver's licensing, GDL, law requires all drivers under 18 and their passengers, regardless of their age, to wear seatbelts. This is a primary enforcement, meaning teens can be pulled over simply for not wearing a seatbelt or having passengers without seatbelts. Children. Colorado's child passenger safety law is a primary enforcement, meaning the driver can be stopped and ticketed if an officer sees an unrestrained or improperly restrained child under age 16 in the vehicle. About Clickit or Ticket. Clickit or Ticket is a nationwide campaign from NHTSA. Since Clickit or Ticket was introduced in Colorado in 2002, statewide seatbelt use has increased from 72% to 86%. For more information about seatbelt safety and enforcement citation numbers, visit seatbeltscolorado.com. About CDOT. CDOT's Whole System Whole Safety Program has one simple mission: to get everyone home safely. Our approximately 3,000 employees work tirelessly to reduce the rate and severity of crashes and improve the safety of all modes of transportation. The department manages more than 23,000 lane miles of highway, more than 3,000 bridges and 35 mountain passes. CDOT also manages grant partnerships with a range of agencies, including metropolitan planning organizations, local governments and airports. It also operates Boostong, the state-owned interregional express bus service. Governor Jared Polis has charged CDOT to further build on the state's intermodal mobility options,